To the theatre fans, to the Harold Pinter fans, head to the Ensemble Theatre for The Lover and the Dumbwaiter. It's a 2 one-act play for a night of intrigue, uneasy humour and wit. Part 1, The Lover, explores the relationship between Sarah and Richard, while Part 2, The Dumbwaiter, follows Gus and Ben, a take on friendship, mystery, crime and humour. Gus and Ben have a job to do, and while they wait, tension builds as they start to question everything. It's on now until the 7th of June, and star Gareth Davies is with us on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Gareth, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you? I'm looking at this rain. I can't believe it's still going.
It's not going to stop. I don't know if you caught my weather report before, but hopefully by the weekend you might have some respite. But it's good weather for getting to the theatre, I would suggest. You've been playing since the 2nd of May. How are audiences finding the show so far?
Yeah, really good, really good. You never know, doing this play, Pinter is really strange. There's lots of pauses. It is uneasy. There's a lot of menace. It's not easy. And it's very different and distinct. So you never know how shows like this are going to go, but they've been really liking it, so it's good.
And you've got quite a bit to do as part of this production, The Lover and the Dumbwaiter. You're in both versions.
I am. They're kind of two-handers, and I'm the common thread for some reason.
But this is something you're pretty accustomed to, isn't it? Because changing between different characters, that's something you do. Not your first rodeo. You just come off the back of The Player Kings Part 1 and 2 and the Seymour Centre, which we spoke about on the show last month. The difference is that The Player Kings was a four-hour play. This one, much shorter.
Yeah, it's true, true. But I will say it's much more difficult than I thought, because I've played lots of different characters and lots of different things. But this is the first time where they're two different plays. Yeah. And even though they're the same writer and they're short plays, I didn't realize just how different it was going to be. You've got to switch not just character, but mindset and rhythms and all this internal stuff. Yeah, it's much trickier than I thought.
How do you go about doing that? Are you allowed to let us peer behind the curtain, or is that going to stay a secret, Gareth?
There's no secrets here. Don't worry. You can ask me anything. I'm an open book. No, I have a 15-minute frantic sit by myself in a room and between shows. That's usually how it works.
Oh dear. And so working with Harold Pinter, it's obviously sort of one act plays telling the story that he wants to portray. Sort of how difficult is it to do this sort of thing?
It's difficult, but challenge is part of it. I think anytime all the shows that I've done that haven't been difficult haven't really worked out very well. I don't know what it is. It's always when something's difficult that you need to kind of dredge deep, I guess, and work twice as hard and try to work it out. And it's really nice to do writing of this sort. It's kind of a real blessing to do something that's so not just iconic, but he's world famous for a reason. It is. Yeah. Like fascinating, not just to watch, hopefully to watch, but also to do. It is fascinating.
It is. He's like one of the most influential modern British dramatists. And he said this week that a short piece means as much to him as a long piece of work.
There's something good. Watching a short piece, there are no side plots. So that's what I've really realised with this. Those are two-handers, but there are no side plots. There are no... it's just whatever the idea is, he expresses and kind of investigates and plumbs its depths. But it's one idea that he goes really hard into, as opposed to, yeah, anything unnecessary or frivolous or extra to the plot. It's really fun to do. It means you've just got one thing that you're really digging deep into.
Okay, is that an unusual way to go about things? I guess modern audiences are sort of attuned to like an A plot, a B plot, a C plot, but there's sort of, when you're doing something like this, a two-part, one-act play, that's completely different. Is the audience sort of taken aback by it, or are they all able to take it in their stride?
I think they take it in their stride. Because they're also short. And it is asking something different from the audience, but Pinter's funny. That's a great thing. He's not just... he doesn't just operate in the realm of ideas or investigation. He's also fundamentally funny, and the humor and the funniness and the joy of watching that hopefully gets you through. It's just a nice way of leading an audience onto kind of into a bit of darkness or into a bit of questioning. Because if it wasn't funny, it would be just it would be much more. Yeah, boring.
It is. Well, it's twice the comedy, twice the menace, two darkly funny one-act plays by one of theatre's most inventive and versatile writers, Harold Pinter's The Lover and the Dumbwaiter. Star of the show, Gareth Davies, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Have a good morning.